to the Browns Wire podcast. This is your host, Josh Keeley. With me is Donovan James. Donovan just got done having a lovely dinner with his girlfriend in his new hometown of you're not in Nashville. You're in Chattanooga.
Yeah, South
Chattanooga. So where did you guys go out to dinner? You have like barbecue or
Like La Tienda or something like that. Like it was really good.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it's on the south side. It's good, man. We love Mexican food and tequila, so I had like two palomas and a Corona and some carne asada burrito, man. It was really good.
Very nice, very nice. Justine
Happy
and I
Valentine's
had,
Day. What did you and Justine do for V-Day, bro?
We had pizza, bro. We had pizza, but it was a different pizza. We never had it before.
Like a good pizza.
Yeah,
like
yeah. It was good. It was classy pizza.
Classy.
I got her. I went to so she likes Star Wars. So I went to StarWarsFineJewelry.com. And I got her a ring that looks like Chewbacca's belt. Do you watch Star Wars at all?
Yeah, I do. I love Star Wars, man. Look, hold on. This is like improv right now. Right.
R2-D2.
On my desk right now, yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. What about you? What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
Man, I just made Leah dinner. It was like a lot, man. Whole like crab cakes with the heart-shaped crab cakes and steak I had like marinated and like mashed potatoes, homemade, some veggies, some little bit of this, little bit of that, some wine, man. Had a good bottle I've been saving up for, like not saving up for, but like I had bought for a while ago. Saved and didn't open. And yeah, it was chill, man. She got me a massage, dude. Like she paid for like a nice. Legit, like one of the like the best massage therapists I've ever been to in my life.
Was it a rub and tug?
No, dude, it was like a legit like sports therapy massage.
Hey, those are legit too, bro. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It was good, dude. Like this lady really like I don't remember her name, but she was really good. Melanie, I think, but like she was really good. Shout out to Melanie, the massage therapist in Chattanooga.
My buddy, he went to a massage parlor and the woman told him to roll over and she just grabbed it. And he was like, whoa.
Oh shit. That's wild. Yeah. No, that's this awesome. Lady was like, this lady works for like a chiropractor, like office. So like, it was like I could tell like a legit. It wasn't like a hole in the wall massage therapist. It's legit. Like my girlfriend and her sister go there and stuff. So like,
dude, that's my style, bro.
I got a girl for that. No, I don't. This is too much. But sorry, bro. Yeah.
All right. So. I don't know if you're aware of this, Donovan. I know you're 100% aware of this because I texted you 45 times to the point where you responded back, I'm not watching it. I'm watching the UFC. But I'm going to talk about it anyways because it's perhaps the most important weekend in Cleveland sports history. It was the return of the infamous Johnny Football. That's right. Johnny Football made his comeback in the Fan Control Football League. I almost missed it. I told you I was complaining about it all last week because I couldn't figure out the website. It was awkward. And for anybody that listened to the show last week, you know that I watched Your Call Football. I've watched AAF. I've watched XFL. I watched the Spring League. I even watched a little bit of I think it was the Japanese Football League where Devin Gardner.
The Rice Bowl is the championship. The Rice Bowl.
I have
those races, dude. But it's they made it up, so it's really not.
I can't remember those details. I just remember Devin Gardner, the former quarterback from Michigan, was an MVP there. And I believe Shane Carden, the former quarterback from ECU. Yeah. Whatever. The point is I'll watch whatever you put in front of me.
Wait, can I say this too?
Yeah.
When I started the draft stuff, like with everybody doing the draft circles and stuff, one of my favorite quarterbacks was Colby Cameron. He was MVP of the Japanese League for 2 years in a row.
Is that right?
I love Colby Cameron. Louisiana Tech, he had at one point the highest.
Oh, my God, I remember him. Yeah.
Colby Cameron's little brother. Or no, excuse me, Jordan Cameron's little brother. Excuse me.
Had no idea.
A former Brown. But, yeah, Colby Cameron was one of my favorite quarterbacks. I still feel like he didn't get a fair shot because he was only 182 pounds, so yep. He wasn't big enough, but – he was MVP of the Japanese League for 2 years in a row. Just saying. had to say that. Love
you can find Kobe. You can find stars in other places. You know, the CFL, the Arena Football League, the Continental Indoor Football League, the Indoor Football League, which reminds me that one of our former Browns Wire alumnus, Quad Smith, was actually just signed with the Louisville Extreme of the Indoor Football League, which, by the way, is the home of former first-round hype man, who I think he fell in the draft like the third round of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Gerard Holloman. You remember Gerard Holloman from Louisville?
Yeah. He was like top in interceptions 1 year, I think.
Yeah. He plays for the Louisville Extreme. But anyways, Johnny Football made his comeback for the Fan Control Football League on Saturday night on Twitch. I sat there patiently. He played in the second game. The first game was okay. DeAndre Francois was the second string quarterback for one team. They have a weird rule where the second string quarterback, because they do a draft every week. For those that don't know, the draft is actually tomorrow, and you can actually help pick the players. I probably won't be partaking in that, but you can actually help pick the players for each team. So each year, each week, the teams get redrafted, except for the four franchise players. Obviously says that's why they're required to play those second string quarterbacks, because you might draft one. Whatever. I'm trying to explain it the best I can. But DeAndre Francois was actually the backup, which I thought was really funny. But I was tuning out a little bit, but Marshawn Lynch was in the booth, dude, and he was hilarious. He was all suiting up. He was dropping F bombs. He was dropping N bombs. Like, it was a clean broadcast up until Marshawn got in the booth, dude. And he was dropping F bombs. And then he started dropping N bombs. And it was like, you could hit, like, whoa, so dude.
It's Marshawn, bro. Yeah, he's going to do that. He's from the Bay.
Then he said he was going to suit up. He said, right? He was going to finish his salad in the croutons and shit. I think that was quote unquote what he said. Take a nice small dump and then get the fuck out there. I believe those were his exact words. I apologize for cursing. I'm just trying to remember exactly what he said. And I laughed so hard, dude. Like, when he said he was going to take his shit and suit up. He suited up, too. There's videos of it.
This league is like, like, no disrespect. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. And I want the guy that made the league, like the CEO or vice president or whatever, to come on the show. But it's just like, this league is just like, it's like me and you just like, we're like, let's make this a random league. It's cool. It's for the every man, though. It's like after the Super Bowl, it's a random league. It's just play. It's on Twitch. Players and like random guys like us can call plays. But it's just like, it's weird watching that field. It's just like,
it's a bit more gimmicky than the arena. It's a bit more gimmicky than the Arena Football League, but it has Arena Football League style rules,
right?
Because it's 7-on-7. They definitely really, really, really try to incorporate the fans into the league, which I think is both cool and silly at the same time. That's why you saw Johnny Manziel's stat line. He was like 1 for 5 passing and had 66 yards rushing and a touchdown, because every play he, you know, I don't know if he was designed to run it. I don't know. Whatever. He played the second game for the Zappers and he looked okay. He really did. It's a 50-yard field. The very first play, he ripped it off for 35 yards.
I saw that.
A run, yeah. You know, and the pass he had looked good. And then, he didn't make any stupid mistakes. The reason his team lost is because they played their backup quarterback. Again, they required to play their backup quarterback a certain amount of time. And the backup, I can't remember if he threw a couple interceptions or just one, but he kind of put him in a hole. But Johnny played really reserved. I don't think he was a star or anything, to be honest with you. Quentin Flowers on the opposite team for the Beast kind of outshined him. And yeah. You remember Quentin Flowers, right?
Yeah, from South Florida. I mean, Johnny said he was out of shape, though. He was like winded and like this dude's not working out, dude. Because like Quentin Flowers and those boys and Francois are like trying to actually make it. Johnny's just playing around.
Manziel looked way better than Francois.
Johnny's just naturally more talented than all those cats, but he's not really working out like those guys, though. Because what did he say after the game? He was like,
If we lose, we booze.
Like,
yeah. I think he said something like he could definitely tell I'm washed too. He was pretty open and honest.
He's having fun, man.
He looked okay. I tell you what, you know, if you give him a couple more weeks to try to get back in the groove of playing football, you're right. Those other guys are trying to make it. Quentin Flowers is still a younger guy, and if you ask me, hey, which guy has the best chance to make it in the NFL? First of all, I don't know if any of them are. But Quentin Flowers would probably win that. But Quentin Flowers is always been a pretty explosive athlete. Has always been really productive in these alternative leagues, the AAF, the XFL. He's always been on the shorter side. But there is some talent out there. There's a lot of guys with some NFL resumes. A lot of guys from the CFL, the Spring League, stuff like that. Johnny played okay. I know ESPN and SportsCenter kind of closed in on that passing stat, but they didn't watch the game. The game didn't call for him to throw the ball a lot. He was really destroying them running the ball. So it's a 50-yard field, and he had 66 yards. That's like what? That's like 100. That's like almost 150 yards if it was an NFL game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty damn good, bro. Like, what's the problem,
man? Yeah, I was watching Skip and Shannon, Uncle Shannon's show. I can't think of the name right now, but I was watching their show on Fox Sports. And damn, dude, it made me feel bad. Dude, they were just like, they weren't even making fun of him. They were just like, what do you think about Johnny Manziel's debut, though? It's sad.
I don't understand. They didn't watch it. That's the problem. They didn't watch it, dude.
I don't really agree with Skip Bailey as much, but I get what he was saying, though, because he was like, Skip was a really big Johnny fan. Like, he really, like, they had Johnny on the show twice, and they liked Johnny Manziel a lot, and he was just like, man, this kid, he had like, legit problems, so, like, he had addiction problems with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah,
he
man.
Had the domestic violence stuff, and, he's good now, it seems like, but it's like, it definitely, I feel like if you go back and kind of would take that away, and if he focused on, like, football more than partying, he'd still be in the NFL. I don't know if he'd be like a star player or anything, or like a Baker Mayfield, but he'd be a good player. He had those demons he was trying to fight, and he lived with Josh Gordon, which was not a good idea because he had demons he's trying to still fight.
Yeah,
and they were living in West Hollywood, which I did an internship there for 3 months. That's not where you want to fight demons, bro. Like that, like what? LA is not the place for that. So, I mean, I feel what they were saying though. It's sad, like. We don't want to watch this, bro. Like, this is like, but I was like, damn, no, he's having fun. Like, let him have fun. Like,
I don't think he's helping out this league. He wants to play football. It's not sad. He's healthy. He looks good. He looks healthy.
Yeah, he's out here cracked out.
Like, yeah, Todd Marinovich, Robo QB, the former quarterback from USC that was drafted in the first round by the Raiders. That's right. It's Todd Marinovich.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That dude, when he got X'd out of the NFL and he started playing the Arena Football League for the Los Angeles Avengers, I believe. Double check this. Anybody with some Arena Football knowledge, please let me know if I'm wrong. He was so stoned out of his mind during the Arena Bowl, the Arena Football Championship, that he would have to after every drive, because he was like, he didn't have enough money to pay for. Again, this is all. Allegedly, these are all stories that I've heard from other people, that he was couldn't afford the drugs that he wanted, and he was going through withdrawals, and that gave him diarrhea. So in between throwing touchdown passes and winning the championship and the championship drives, he was going to the bathroom. Like that. That's sad. Like, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But Johnny Manziel, there's nothing. He ain't doing nothing. He's just a dude looking to have some fun, trying to get some glory back. Like, he wasn't great. I'm not saying the Browns need to run out and sign him, but I don't think it's sad by any means.
Yeah, people are like, this is sad, man. Why is he even playing in this league? I'm like, he's just having. Bro. Johnny's got, like, obviously, we know about his family having money and stuff. He's fine. He's not out here. I'm happy Delonte West is fine, but I'm using him as an example. He's not like that. Like, we're Delonte begging for change on the side of the damn interstate or anything in Ohio, bro, or wherever he was. Like, so
it is. I just, people overreact, and they didn't watch it. The people, not, they didn't. They just, anybody who talks shit about it just didn't, simply didn't watch it. I mean, He not only did he screw up in the NFL, but he screwed up in the CFL, and
Wasn't he in the AAF or?
He was in the AAF. He got hurt pretty quickly
okay.
in that league, so I don't know if that's all on him. See, the thing with Johnny is the biggest problem with Johnny is that every time he goes in, so. But when he joined the CFL, okay, he still was not taking football seriously. All right, so he joined the CFL late, missed training camp, got signed by June Jones and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Well, Jeremiah Masoli really blew up, so they traded him to the Montreal Alouettes for a first-round pick. Johnny Manziel looked – that was the worst team in the league. He looked good the first game. but you could tell the dude was still partying. He still didn't read the playbook. He didn't know the rules, man. He didn't know the rule. I swear to God, he didn't know the rules. He was saying hike. It was missed time because, you know, and they had the forward motion in Canada. Yeah. And that they time up that snap. He sucked at it. He wasn't putting in the time. He wasn't putting in the work. And then he was constantly missing meetings, and they got rid of him. And then he signed up late for the AAF and got thrown in there to the Wolves for the Memphis Express, and he got hurt again. And, you know, it just – that's just how it went down. It wasn't like he was this I agree with you. I think that he would have been a star. I don't know if he would have been a star. He would have been a good year. He would have been at least an average quarterback in the NFL if he could have just – taking it seriously and not been a dumbass. His issue was never talent. It was never talent. He's always had a big arm. He's always been pretty athletic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just he's a dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was – I mean, you watched him, like, the Browns, like, they were showing they were showing a big – you probably remember this game. You know every game. the Bengals game, they were down, like, 20-0 at halftime. He looked like shit, dude. He looked so bad. Like, and that team wasn't just – they weren't ready yet. I don't know who the coach was back then, so you can who's this coach?
When he was at the Browns?
Yeah, who's his head
coach? I believe it was Patton.
Yeah, Mike Patton.
It was Mike Patton.
They had Sashi as the GM, I believe.
Because he won the first game when he was started against the Niners.
I remember that. Oh, I was watching. Yeah, it was a legend.
Yeah, man. He didn't play that bad. Whatever.
The Bengals game, they had like 8 sacks or something like that, and just like he couldn't read. That was the game he banged his head against the Microsoft pad because he just was like he probably didn't read that.
He just gets shit on too much. He just gets shit on too much.
He's the biggest bust in the past probably like decade as far as hype.
I don't know because everybody kind of knew he had these issues coming out. I mean, he got picked what 22nd, 26th.
Yeah,
he got picked 22nd. It wasn't like it wasn't like Jamarcus Russell.
I thought he could have went first to the Texans, but they knew
Manziel.
Because he's from Texas and he was the best player to me coming out.
I thought the Browns were going to take him at third.
I thought the Browns would take him at 3, but then. These people knew though. All you have to do is they do their research, man.
I mean, you didn't have to crack a code.
Mike Evans was the best player on the team. I'd say that for sure. Mike Evans bailed him out a lot. He would just throw the ball up and Mike Evans would get it. But I thought Johnny would go top 10. I never thought he would drop to 22, but that was because of off the field issues. It was never talent, you said.
I'm not gonna shit on his college career. I'm not going to do it. Oh, yeah, Mike Evans did bail him out. You didn't have to be a scientist to figure out that there were a lot of quarterbacks better in that draft. I had when they drafted Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater was still on the board, and I was pissed because I wanted Teddy Bridgewater over Johnny Manziel. I watched Teddy Bridgewater really? In person. Teddy Bridgewater was a straight up god at Louisville.
Yeah, I thought Johnny
straight up
was
god at Louisville.
Who were the other quarterbacks in that draft? Do you remember?
I remember. I don't remember all the quarterbacks in that draft. I could look it up real quick, but I remember Teddy Bridgewater was just a straight up god, and he didn't have nobody in Louisville. He didn't have a Mike Evans bailing him out.
But Ryan Swoop was pretty good too for the concussions. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I mean that's a different. I mean he was, that's a different kind of receiver. That's not a receiver that bails you out. That's more like
no. That's
you know what I mean?
Kind of slot guy, yeah.
I mean he did just throw it up to Mike Evans a lot, yeah.
And Mike benefited off Johnny, man, because like they had that relationship. So I'm not saying it was just all.
Yeah, for sure,
Mike Evans, but those plays Johnny made on with his feet, those were never. I was at the Duke game. Versus A&M, his last game, where he was jumping over players, and they came back from that 24-point deficit in the Peach Bowl. I was at that game, and I was like, "Man, this guy, he's for real, dude. He's the truth. If he can stay out of trouble, but he was so famous, man.
And he was a dickhead.
He was a dickhead, and his fame that he had." In college, I've never seen anything like that for a college athlete. Zion Williamson was pretty famous. He had a lot of followers. And Ben
Simmons. Not even close to Manziel.
Johnny's a different breed, man. He was a different – he was hanging out with LeBron and Drake and all those dudes. Billy Lucci. The Texas Aggies, right? All those guys on the – he was, like, game seven of the NBA Finals, Spurs versus
so Heat. The quarterbacks of that year were Blake Bortles, who was better. Then that was it, Johnny Manziel. Then Teddy Bridgewater. Then Derek Carr.
Okay. Those are the first round?
Well, Derek Carr was in the second round. I'm in the second round now. Then Jimmy Garoppolo. That's it, man. Those are the only names.
Like the respectable names.
that's I read off to you the first three rounds.
Yeah, that wasn't that heavy quarterback. See, Johnny.
Yeah, I had Blake. I remember that year vividly. Blake, Teddy Bridgewater, then Manzo.
Oh, I had Johnny by far.
I mean, he had issues, and he was short.
I like Blake a lot, though. I thought
Blake was badass.
I liked Blake a lot. I can't remember by heart, but I probably had Johnny, Blake.
That was
Teddy and Carr, and then Jimmy G, probably in that order. Because I really liked Carr a lot because I watched him always playing on the West Coast, play USC. Cody Kessler was in that draft class too, I think.
Yeah, no, he was.
It was the year after that.
Was he? Yeah, you're right. He was after.
But Carr and Kessler played each other in that bowl, in the Sun Bowl.
Carr was a different kind of guy too, because he had a Mike Evans as well and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. Jimmy G kind of came on late for me because I wasn't watching Eastern Illinois until he came on.
Jimmy was a badass.
Jimmy
was
came badass. On late. Bill was the first person to tell.
He broke all of Tony Romo's records like his junior year. Jimmy Garoppolo was a badass. And
Sean Payton too, right? Yeah.
I don't know what Sean Payton's college career was. I just saw Tony Romo. I just saw Tony Romo he was good at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
I think he was conference player of the year three times in a row or whatever, and Jimmy G smashed all of his records.
Jimmy G was at the Senior Bowl.
Very similar offense, style offense.
And Teddy was Teddy, man. I love Teddy. Watching Teddy at Louisville was great. But it's funny because I remember, and I still love Teddy. I'm not talking crap about him. I remember when they had that young that young freshman from Boynton Beach come in the year after, and I was like, dude, this kid's going to be better. Lamar. No one believed
him. Oh, was he after Teddy? He was the year after Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, but he didn't start off as a starter. He kind of had to wait a little bit for like a few games, but he came in. I was like, dude, this kid, he's the most athletic quarterback, one of the most athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen, but he can't really throw for shit. If he can just learn how to throw a little bit better, he'll be good.
Yeah.
And I know he's still dealing with that, but he obviously got better. He won the Heisman, and he, did well. Right.
No, he was better. Yeah, he was better than Teddy. His teams were a lot better. Not a lot better, but his teams were a little bit. He was better than Teddy. Yeah, he was better than Teddy.
Yeah, better supporting cast than Teddy too, though.
So we managed to turn that Johnny Manziel conversation into almost 23 minutes. So we should probably because we're gonna make this a short show. I want to talk a little bit about the Browns draft needs. It's kind of been a hot topic all over Browns Twitter. I'm sure you're very much aware. What do you view the Browns top five draft needs as?
That's tough, man. I would say really linebacker first.
Okay.
Let's say corner.
Okay.
Safety. Wide receiver, like a slot speedy wide receiver, like a Rondale Moore type. And then I would say corner again.
We're kind of on the same page.
Corner, or if you want me to pick a different position, I would say.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I would say that's tough. Probably another edge.
Okay, so repeat that. You said linebacker.
Linebacker, corner, slot, or safety, wide receiver, speedy guy, and then, and then corner again. Or, I mean, like I said, an edge or a D-lineman, versatile D-lineman.
So we're kind of on the same page. I obviously have edge number one. I think they need someone to pair with Myles Garrett. I do.
Okay.
I do. Then I would probably have...
They're getting J.J. Watt, so they don't need it. That's a real thing now, dude.
I know it is. They're the favorite. They're the new favorite.
Pardon the interruption today, I saw.
If it happens, even if they sign J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt is not – even if they sign J.J. Watt, they need to really try – they need to look at the edge class. They still need to – because J.J. Watt is older than Garrett. You know what I mean? He's not the answer. You need someone to pair with Garrett, not someone to be – J.J. Watt is the immediate help, but you need somebody for the help moving forward. Does that make sense?
That's fair.
Then probably I guess I'm gonna go corner, then corner, then linebacker, and then safety. So edge, corner, linebacker, safety. I guess I'll go linebacker again.
Okay. No slot receiver, no speedy.
Slot receiver. It's not something I could. You're not wrong. It's something they need to address. So let's talk about that. We've talked a lot about the draft and some of the targets, we'll get back to that. But let's talk about wide receivers since it's been kind of a hot topic as well. PFF just released like their free agent predictions, quote unquote. And Marvin Jones, who was most recently the wide receiver for the Lions, is predicted to go to the Browns. I saw that and I was like, what? Why? That to me is a signing that is very average. I would have no problem with it, but it wouldn't make my dick hard. Does that make sense? We're talking about wide receivers in that price range. I think that they do that. Looking at wide receiver is a priority. You know, we've talked 1,000 times on the show how there's not really a speed guy in this receiver core, right? So getting a guy, a name I've mentioned before is Wop Fillior out of Indiana. You know, a guy that has that athletic, you know, speed. You know, we talked about Rondale Moore a little bit, who's probably not going to be there. We talked about Rashad Bateman, who's a bigger receiver who can track the ball real well downfield. Marvin Jones is a very average receiver who's not very physical, so kind of limits his usage on the outside anyways. You know, he has a lot of like highlight reel catches where he has that kind of potential where Baker can throw it up and he'll come down with a couple of wild plays, but he's not necessarily a game changer. And he's not someone that he's not better than Jarvis. He's not better than Rashard. He's not better than Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's definitely not better than OBJ. So he's your number five wide receiver. So I'm not really sure. A guy to me in that price range. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I you know how much I like Donovan Peoples-Jones, but I mean, right now, I mean, he's got a lot more experience. I'll say that. He might not be better talent-wise, but he's, you know, I think Peoples-Jones kind of is – he messes up on a lot of routes. I mean, you really only can kind of have him to run like 3 or 4 routes. I think Marvin Jones can do a little bit more than that. But, I mean, still, yeah, I would go out and get a rookie guy, somebody you can develop and kind of hope turns into a better – because you know what Marvin Jones is. He's not going to be any better.
Or worse. No, he's 30 years old.
Yeah, he is what he is. I would rather go out and get a – Tyler Vaughns. Me and you have talked about a guy like that.
Yeah.
Tyler Vaughns or I don't like you. What's the kid from Indiana you just mentioned?
I don't. Wop Fillior. I don't know if Tyler Vaughns is going to fit.
He's kind of like Higgins a little bit.
A little bit. He's a lot like, I mean, you know, if you're
bigger, but.
Yeah, I just don't know if he moves the needles for what the Browns need. I would say Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
Would be more what they would look for. Not because obviously he's a lot like Landry, but I guess that's the reason why. Like, it's like, well, if he's not, Tyler Vaughns isn't different enough, but Amon-Ra is like the exact same. So it's like, well, we might as well with that guy. Does that make sense? But I feel like even him, I don't think he's going to move the needle for him either. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I do agree with you though. Now you bring up a good point about there's something to say about a receiver who's always in the right spot and can make the catches that they're supposed to make. And Marvin Jones does do that. And Donovan Peoples-Jones hasn't proven that he can do that consistently. So, okay, I'll give you that. Let's say he's better than Donovan Peoples-Jones, but he's still not better than Rashard. He's still not better than Jarvis. He's still not better than OBJ, right?
True. True.
So it still makes him your number four wide receiver. So
you got to think, keep into account.
He's going to be like $8 million a year.
Yeah, 1 year. Yeah, or maybe 2 years.
He's not going to be on the cheap spectrum, I don't think. I mean, he was what, the number two receiver in Detroit?
You're right. Like, receiver, they don't really, with having Hoop and Njoku and Harrison Bryant, they don't really need – they just need a speedster receiver. They don't need – as much as I like a Tyler Vaughns, even a Amon-Ra St. Brown or a Rashad Bateman, they don't need that guy. They just need a guy that can just like blow past you. They could get that guy in the fifth round, maybe. Maybe they just get like a all. Or what's the kid from Florida's name? Tony.
Kadarius Tony. They got Donovan Peoples Jones in the sixth round. They got Peoples Jones in the sixth round. Yeah, so you know, talent like that falls.
Exactly. That's what they need, like a receiver like that.
Austin Watkins, Sammy Watkins' brother, he'll be there late. The list goes on and on for guys that could be available. I don't have a problem with them signing a free agent. I don't really have a problem with them signing Marvin Jones. It's not like Marvin Jones is going to come in and be terrible. He's a very solid wide receiver. It's just he's not a game changer, and I feel like that's going to be a little bit of money for a team that isn't in cap heaven. Especially when I'm looking at wide receivers that might be in that price area, a guy I would rather have is Corey Davis. He's younger, he's bigger, he's faster. I don't think he's reached the peak of his career yet. Corey Davis, I mean, you can make an argument that he has shown flashes where he's better than Jarvis Landry, you know, not better than OBJ, but I mean, he's on the field more than OBJ. I mean, Corey Davis is, I mean, he's pretty much a number one wide receiver. AJ Brown has been the guy there, but they move AJ Brown around a lot. Corey Davis is the one that goes out on the perimeter and acts like, you know, the X, you know, the main factor there. So I think Corey Davis is someone that I'd be willing to dish out the cash for, that $8 million that we're talking about in that area. What do you think?
I would like Corey Davis. I just feel like, what are you going to do with OBJ? You know, been the hot take around national media and Ohio and Cleveland media is like, what are you going to do with him? Because like he's always on the trade block. I feel like,
is he always on the trade block, or do people just tweet stupid shit?
I've seen it on national media though. Like, it's not just Twitter. Like, people are like,
so
they can, because I mean, people are saying, do they really need him? Because like. But I'm like, you know, because they're like, do you just stick with Jarvis and develop Donovan Peoples?
You can't do anything. You can't cut him. You can't cut OBJ.
You trade him. No, you have to trade him. But I'm saying,
you're not going to trade him. I'm not trading him for any less than a second rounder. I need at least a second rounder. They're not going to get that.
That's what I've seen in a second rounder. I've seen second round. I've seen.
And even then, I'm hesitant. He's not bad.
I've seen third and a player back. I guess that depends on the player getting back.
I don't care what player I'm getting back. The whole reason, if they do get rid of OBJ, and I can't believe I'm having this conversation again. If they do get rid of OBJ, it's not going to be because they don't want him or because he sucks. It's because they're not in a good place cap-wise. They got to extend Baker. They got to extend Myles Garrett. They got to figure out, you know, Nick Chubb's coming up. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Kareem
Denzel.
Denzel Ward. There's things that they have to figure out for the future, right? So if they get rid of OBJ, they're not getting rid of him to get another player back. They're getting rid of him to unload that cap. So they're not going to want to take a third rounder. You got to make it worth it. You got to make it worth it. They're not going to take anything less than a second rounder. There's no way. The player means nothing. Whatever if they get a player return, it's nothing.
I saw this. Let me ask you hypothetically. It was third round pick and Scotty Miller for Tampa Bay.
Hell no. That is dumb.
Who like said Scotty, that? You like Scotty Miller.
Who said that? I didn't. I saw that on.
I know you like Scotty.
I watched Scotty Miller when he was
at Scotty's fast, but Scotty's what you Scotty's want.
Not fast.
Scotty said he could beat Tyreek, dude.
I don't know why he said that. I don't know why he said that.
And
there's
then,
no way.
And Mike Evans like, yeah, man, he can give him a run for his money. Is Mike bullshitting? Mike Evans?
He's faster than I. He's not
faster.
He's not faster
than Tyreek. I'm not like he's not like
he's not he's. I don't think he's.
I don't think he can beat. I don't think he can beat. What's his name? Mecole.
Either. I don't think so either.
He might not be able to beat Kareem. No, he'll beat Kareem.
Who?
He'll beat Kareem Hunt in a race.
Oh, well, Kareem Hunt didn't have a good 40. That was the big downfall of him. Scotty Miller. I mean, that was a guy. I always liked those guys.
Scotty. So you wouldn't take third and
Scotty? No, hell no.
And a Scotty. A third round pick and Scotty Miller. Sorry.
Hell no.
Okay. I'm just one. I heard that on, I don't know the show's name. I'm not good with the show name. I know the guys on the show. It's the one with Brandon Marshall and Nick.
Some terrible show.
That
those I don't guys, listen to any of that shit.
I just saw they were like, well, would you they asked would you trade Odell for third round and Scotty Miller?
He did run a 4.36 at his pro day, by the way.
Scotty Miller?
He ran a 4.36 at his pro day. He's fast. I don't care. Who's he better than on the Browns roster? On the Browns, he is definitely not as good as any of the guys that
could have. We don't really know how good he is though, because he hasn't had a shot yet.
What are you talking? Scotty Miller hasn't had a shot. What are you talking about?
But he's not better than Mike Evans and Godwin, bro. Like, come on.
Those guys take the coverage away from him. He was the leading receiver 12 weeks of the season. That helped him get more targets.
But he's got Brate and Gronk and Mike and Godwin. Like, Scotty's like the fifth option on that team.
He might have been the fourth option on that team. I'll give you that. I'll give you one of the tight ends over him. But that offense, it didn't matter what his goal was. He didn't play with Jameis Winston, who was looking at his number one target and forcing it down the field. He was playing with Tom Brady. So even if Mike Evans is your number one guy, if they bracket coverage here, double team over there, I'm dumping it off. Scotty Miller was the lead receiver for 12 weeks, dude. Scotty Miller.
That's a good thing.
Scotty Miller may be better than Julian Edelman, because that's how Julian Edelman made a living too. That's how Julian Edelman made a living. But that shit doesn't work. That shit does not work. In an offense,
Westbrook,
I mean,
he can't compare him to Jules, man. That's a difference.
He's,
yeah. I mean,
no, why not? Why not? He's Jules, faster. He's the same size. Yeah, he's played Jules, wide receiver longer. Why not?
That's Jules, man. Don't do him like that.
Julian Edelman was a goddamn nobody until the Patriots legend, snagged him.
Tinder legend.
Yeah, Tinder. Yeah.
Remember they had. Talk about Julian Edelman just a couple years ago.
No way. No, Scotty Miller is okay. He's very solid. I'm shitting on him, but he's not better. He's not better than Jarvis. He's not better than Rashard. He's not better than Diamond Peoples Jones.
He's not better than Rashard.
No way. No way.
Okay.
No way.
No way. All right, you're right. You're right. I'm trying to test the waters right now. I'm trying to have a little mini hot take right now.
There's probably a lot of people that agree with you.
How old is Scotty? He's young though.
Man, he's been in the league for 2 years, I think. Let's look it up.
Was this his second year?
I believe so, because he left right when Bowling Green started to become shit.
See, I didn't even know what college he went to. You know way about more Scotty.
Yeah, he broke a shit ton of records at BG.
I didn't know who he was till this year.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Bill and I talked about him on your podcast. That's so he was drafted.
Y'all did talk about him on the podcast.
He was drafted in 2019, so he's 23 years old. 5'9", 174 pounds.
Oh, I'm taking Scotty over Higgins in 23. That kid can be he could be Julian Edelman. You're right.
5'9".
What's wrong? But you said Julian Edelman. That's the same height as Jules, right?
5'9". I don't think Julian Edelman's. I think Julian Edelman was good because I think circumstance and situation is a huge role in the NFL, and he's one of those guys that benefited from that.
That's fair. I don't like that trade because Odell Beckham Jr. is like. I love Odell, man, but I don't know if Odell's ever going to be what they thought he was going to be. Like that guy on the Giants that was catching 90 passes a year for 12.
He is that guy. He was that guy against Dallas. He just got hurt. He's got to be healthy. He's got to stay healthy. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like I don't know if it's worth it. Like I know I love watching his Instagram, his comeback story, and how ahead of the curve he is, but it's like I don't know, man. I watched Baker take this team to the divisional championship without him and play really good. And I'm not saying he's better like everybody else. I'm just saying like they might not need him really that much with those three tight ends. They have two running backs, two of the top running backs. I still think the O-line is top five. You said they weren't a top five O-line. I disagree. I said they were the best O-line in football.
Oh, I didn't say. Yeah, I don't know if they're the best.
I think they're the best O-line in football.
They're up there. I don't know if they're the best. The Colts offensive line, when it was healthy, was pretty goddamn nasty.
I think Quinn Nelson's the best offensive lineman, but I think the Browns are the collective.
Well, Costanzo was good. Ryan Kelly's good when he's healthy. I mean, all three of those guys are first-round picks.
It's tough. I mean, I wanted to just ask you that, but it sounds like you said hell no, you wouldn't
take. Hell no. Okay, I would I'd be straight pissed. I would bet my dick.
I'm gonna put that on Twitter tonight. A third round pick. Let me write it down. Third round pick and Scotty Miller for Odell Beckham.
Straight hell up. No.
I mean Browns fans love Odell, so they're gonna say no to him. But I just wanna see what they say. Tampa Bay fans will say hell yeah.
A lot of Browns fans don't like.
Could you imagine OBJ. Godwin, OBJ?
No shit.
Oh, I don't like
no
that
shit. Happen. I don't think OBJ's as good as Mike Evans. I'd rather have Mike Evans.
I'd rather Mike Godwin Evans. Right now. And I'm not even a big Godwin guy.
Godwin is good.
Odell Beckham's better when he's healthy than Godwin.
Yeah.
100%. Odell Beckham's a top. He's a top 10 receiver. I won't say top 5. There's some damn good receivers. Somebody did a list of top 10 receivers. I was like, damn, there's a lot of good receivers.
Yeah, we did that. We did that, and we were both kind of like
Odell's top 10 for sure.
When healthy. When healthy, he's top 5.
Baker loves him, and that's a big deal. You want to make Baker as happy as possible, man. You know?
Yeah, I just – there. It just dump getting rid of OBJ is not as easy as it sounds because you do have to factor in – his salary dump and all that things and all that stuff. It would almost be easier to restructure. It would almost be easier to work with Jarvis Landry to figure out what to do there. Because Jarvis Landry might be more open to restructuring and getting that price down. I don't think OBJ is going to do that, but I don't know. It'd be nice if one of those guys took a pay cut because then you could go out and sign JJ Watt with a little bit more confidence. JJ Watt's a lot of money. That's the only reason I kind of thought that was not going to happen.
I think he'll take a pay cut to play with a better team, though.
When it first came out, I thought the Steelers were going to be the best choice because he was going to play with his brothers. And the Steelers aren't terrible. But
he would be great on that team. He'd be great with
– Oh, my God. Him, Cam Hayward, Bud Dupree, yeah, TJ Watt.
Obviously Green Bay, yeah, you know. He'd be good with us, too.
An interesting one when you look at the odds, the Niners had the 10th best odds, and I saw that and I was like, ooh,
that'd be nasty too.
That's a little interesting, yeah, because they are, you know, they got an early round pick because of all those injuries, but fully healthy, that's a good goddamn team. You know, him, Nick Bosa, you know, they still got Solomon Thomas over there. He opens up a lot for that defense and what they got going on.
I saw the Bears too. They're linking the Bears with everybody, though.
They kind of are, yeah. I don't know if he's going to go to the Bears. The Bears suck, so.
I saw them saying Odell would go to the Bears.
I was like, the Bears suck, though.
They're trying to get the Bears everybody. Well, I guess the Bears have a good – they have some really good players, though, like on the Bears, man. I mean, obviously Khalil and some of those guys. I mean, I don't think the Bears are, like, one player away, though. That's how the media is making it seem. Like, oh, they're one guy away. I'm like –
We watch them. They suck.
I mean, yeah, they made the playoffs, but, like, they're not good. Just, yeah, they could have easily been – well, what, did they start off 5-0, then they went 0-5, and then they won, like – yeah, they're weird. They're a weird team.
But. And they're about to lose Allen Robinson.
Yeah, he's not coming back. He's not coming back. Can't wait to see where he goes.
Who do you see as a potential? We talked about the Browns' needs. You know, I guess it can be said every day or every week. You know, obviously, I do a lot of podcasts. For those that aren't aware, I do every time there's a new notable mock draft that comes out, I try to break it down and give some other options. You know, Dan Brewer's mock draft, Todd McShay's my mock draft, Mel Kiper's mock draft. They're all on BrownsWire.com. You can see the Browns selection, what they said about each prospect, and then a couple other options. Most recent one. Had the Browns taking, oh my God, I can't remember which one the most recent one was. It was either Zaven Collins or Jason Owa from Penn State. Yes. The most recent one was Dan Brugler from The Athletic had the Browns taking Jason Owa from Penn State, which I don't like. He had zero.
Too early.
I mean, it's 26 overall. So there's only you know what, six more spots to go in the first round. But the problem with him is he had no sacks last year. There's no production. I don't know where everybody keeps talking about. I don't know what everybody's seeing that I'm not. He's an explosive athlete. I get that. but I'm not seeing the dominance. You know, there are some other options that are going to be there that can help out that defensive line. I know Christian Barrymore from Alabama is not a defensive end, classical defensive end, but he's somebody that Alabama moved all across the defensive line. He can provide a good pass rush for someone who's over 300 pounds, and he'll still be on the board. He'll still that still provides help for Myles Garrett, especially since they're not going to be able to bring back both Sheldon Richardson and Larry Ogunjobi. You know, I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head that's going to be there, but there's a couple other mid-round options that I mentioned as well. And that, you know, Michael Coons from Buffalo and Heflin from Iowa. But what do you think about the Owe suggestion?
I think it was like a third round pick. I mean,
third. Whoa.
Yeah. I'm not too high on him. He didn't have the production. He has the traits, but he's a long way away from being a top dog, man. He's got a little while to go. No sacks, not a lot of production. I would take a lack of production, but not no production at all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's totally different. So, no. I like Collins in the first round. I like
Zaven Collins a lot more. I like Zaven Collins was actually productive at Tulsa. We talked about that a million times on this show. I know he's not your classical defensive end, but he can play outside linebacker and provide level at that second provide help at that second level. I'm with you there.
Yeah. I mean, I like a corner in the first round. I think we had someone on the show kind of mention that. They would pair up. Was it Mac or Sam Penix?
It was Sam Penix was on the show, and he was naming some options at corner. He was talking about J.C. Horn, Melon Fonwu.
J.C. Horn would be nice.
Is that going to happen, though? Is J.C. Horn going to fall?
He could.
They picked 26, remember.
Yeah, but, they do. He probably won't fall that much, but it's like this is a draft, so who knows? Like, he's not like a surefire. He's not Patrick Surtain.
I'm thinking that. You know what I mean?
Like, Surtain's obviously a top 10 lock, like, I bet my house on that. But like J.C. Horn, he should be gone. But like, if he's there at like the 20s, Browns can move up, or maybe he'll fall in their lap.
He's not a guy I would move up for either. I didn't like. Okay. I would take Horn if he's there. I'm not that high.
Asante Samuel Jr. I'm more high.
I ain't taking him that high. See, that's the thing. You walk into kind of cornerback purgatory here. A lot of these guys are kind of fringe.
Like Nick Bolton.
That's a good one. Yeah, Nick Bolton, like Nick. Who he can play outside or inside linebacker, sure tackler. The Browns haven't had that in a couple years. You know, he was good in coverage too. I like that. That's a good pick. Micah Parsons, he keeps falling in the mock drafts that I see out of Penn State. I know a lot of people hate him.
He's not falling to 26, dude.
Oh, really?
No way.
See, that's funny you say that because I'm seeing a lot of people mock him around that. I've seen him fall to the 20s, and I'm also seeing people say that he's going to fall even more because he had some off-field hazing issues. If you remember.
I did see that, but I don't know. I don't think he'll fall to the 20s, but he could. It's the draft. Anything can happen. But I don't.
What do you think about his fit in Cleveland? Because Browns fans hate him.
I've seen him mock to like number four Atlanta too, though.
God damn! Really?
Yeah.
He's a badass. He's athletic. Sideline to sideline.
A little too high for my taste. It's a little too high for my taste, especially for the Falcons. He fits the Falcons, but it's a little too high for my taste.
Well, the Falcons suck in the defense too. So they're going to be right there in Patrick Surtain territory, also quarterback territory.
They like Justin a lot, is what I've heard. So that's true.
The Falcons are an interesting team to watch.
They are. I don't think the Falcons are going to try to trade down because I've been talking to Eric about that so much. And, you know, I trust Eric the most with the Falcon-holic stuff and everything he does. Shout out to Eric Robinson. You know, if it was up to him and what he's hearing and seeing, they would trade down because this new GM they have wants a lot of just clean house type of deal.
I could see them trading down and getting Trey Lance. Because if they trade down,
it depends if I don't know how much Arthur likes Matt Ryan or what their relationship is. We'll see.
You have to remember Arthur Smith is going to be calling plays now, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot he likes a lot of mobility quarterback. Yeah.
Yep, and he's going to he's stuck with Matt Ryan and
contract. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I think Matt Ryan's great, so being stuck with him isn't a bad thing. But I do think that if you maybe gun to my head, I'm thinking that the Falcons are probably going to take a quarterback. Gun to my head, I think that they sit at four and take a quarterback, but I could see them trading down and still try. If they, you know, if they are in love with a guy like Trey Lance and they know, because I would think that. So the I would think that the Bengals are going to take offensive line. I would think that the Dolphins. Who are the top four picks? The Jaguars take a quarterback. The Jets take a quarterback.
I don't think that. Yeah, it looks like the Jets are going to take a quarterback at this point with Sam. It looks like they're moving on. They'll probably take Zach or Justin. Probably Zach. It looks like Zach Wilson would be the number two pick. Or I still – Sewell might be, so I mean, I don't know yet. But it's Jacksonville, Jets, and then Miami, Atlanta, and then Cincy. And then you got Philly at six. So
Miami's not going to take a quarterback.
No, unless they're trying to trade for Watson still. They're not getting a quarterback. So
there's four badass quarterbacks in this draft.
Consensus the top badass. 10. Yeah, I mean,
there's four consensus badasses, and only so the Falcons could trade back and still get one of those badasses. If their badass is Trey Lance, because Trey Lance is probably the last ranked one, I would think.
It's just not worth it for me to take a quarterback. They need so much. I wouldn't do it if I was the Falcons.
Taking a cornerback would be the smartest bet if you're trying to win now, because the defensive backfield's garbage.
Yeah, because their roster's not bad, man. Like, for them to be picking at four, they have the best roster in the top five. Well, Miami might with that trade, yeah. But Atlanta's good, too, though.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. But the Falcons are good, though. Like, they're – I mean, for them to be that – what are they, 4-12, 5-11? They're – I mean, they got – two star receivers still.
It's the second best in that level for sure. For sure.
I would wait. I like a guy like Davis Mills in the fifth or sixth round. You get the like he's from Atlanta too, by the way. But I got because like if you're gonna go with Matt Ryan, you gotta go with him. You can't if you're picking Trey Lance or Justin Fields in the first or Zach Wilson, like you're moving on from Matt Ryan. That's what you're telling Matt Ryan.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
The only reason they have
Matt Ryan is because they're stuck with him. They're cleaning house.
You don't think Matt Ryan's still a top 10 quarterback?
I love Matt Ryan. Of course I do. But I thought Matthew Stafford was too. There's just some things that you're trying to get that. You're trying to get rid of the old contract, bring in the rookie contract, make sure that the rookie on the new contract, on the rookie contract is ready to play. So he'll be hitting year three when Matt Ryan's out of there, and he'll be ready to play. So if you grab a guy like – if you draft a guy like Trey Lance, he ain't going to be ready to play immediately. And they're not going to get Trevor Lawrence, and I don't think they're going to get Justin Fields. And those are the two guys that are ready to play now.
So is this like a Rodgers situation where it's like you're trying to light a fire under the guy, but pick your backup quarterback?
No, the Rodgers situation was dumb. The Rodgers – because the Packers were good. The Packers just sucked at drafting. Their whole draft sucked. I just don't know what they're – I don't know what they're doing. The Falcons
– They don't suck at it. They pick Jair, man. Don't say that.
The last draft made no sense. A lot of the guys they drafted were like, okay, AJ Dillon is good. That's a good pick. Jordan Love is a good pick.
Not
to the Packers though. If that was the Colts, if the Colts were drafting there, we would be going, oh my gosh, that was a great draft. But they weren't.
I just see AJ Dillon. I like. I don't think they're going to keep. A great Jamal. Pick. They're not going to keep Jamal Packers. Though. Well, I think Jamal's gone. I think they're going to have AJ in that second. But I just don't like Jordan Love at all. Like, I don't – like, in the first round. I thought he was, like, a third-round pick. That's just me. I thought he was, like, a third-round guy.
I just
– He reminds me – he's like Kaiser. Like, he's, like, almost the exact same to me. It's like
– Yeah.
But yeah. I still like
Kaiser. But I like Kaiser.
Kaiser was in a crappy situation. Like, you've mentioned – you've defended Kaiser.
Your draft rankings are good. My draft rankings, I always try to be as forgiving as possible. Jordan Love did a lot of bad things at Utah State. That's his last year at Utah State was just simply slightly above average. It was not extraordinary. He got drafted in that slot because his junior year. So I can't remember if he left early. Was really phenomenal.
It was
And when he struggled that last year to rank him as a third rounder, I think that's a little extreme. But let's say if a third rounder, I disagree with pretty harshly. But a second, if you say second rounder, it's hard for me to argue that because Gary Anderson's gone. Gary Anderson goes to Texas Tech, and he's got two quarterbacks who can't hit the broad side of the barn, and they're both putting up pretty good stats in Bowman and Jet Duffy or whatever, right? I mean, both those guys are not very good.
I like Bowman.
But he's not, he's never going to be in the conversation of even in the first three rounds, right?
Probably not.
Right. And Jordan Love.
Okay, I think Bowman on pure talent would, but Bowman also is one concussion away from like not playing again.
Jet Duffy's
got a bunch of issues off the field. Jet Duffy.
But they're not Jordan Love.
No, they're not.
Jordan Love has a lot of first round skills. He's got a lot of first round traits.
He has
when Gary Anderson. Yeah. When Gary Anderson, and I'm sorry, it's not Gary Anderson. Woo, I messed up. When Matt Wells left Utah State, that offense kind of went with him, and that production kind of left with him. Then Gary Anderson came in, and Jordan Love just didn't. He wasn't the guy. I mean, Kent State kind of stopped him cold in that last bowl game at Utah State, and it wasn't like he didn't have talent. Utah State didn't. A lot of the running backs left. A lot of the production around him left, but they did have a couple wide receivers that were transfers from bigger five. You know, I think Dubois was a transfer from Oregon or whatever. Like they had guys that were okay, and he just didn't explode. So I if you said he was a second rounder, I'd be okay with that. I understand that his tape wasn't perfect. I don't think the pick was bad though. But the Packers using that pick on him, that was the bad part, right? It'd just be like if the Browns took, let's say if Justin Fields falls all the way to number 26 and the Browns take Justin Fields. That's a bad pick.
That's not the same though, man. Baker's young. Aaron Rodgers 35 and they take that pick.
They literally just went. It's not like the Falcons because the Falcons sucked. The Packers were just in the NFC Championship game. They were literally almost – they're always one player away from being the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me.
They always are. And he's shown no signs of slowing down. Matt Ryan has shown signs of slowing down, and the Falcons aren't good.
He slowed down. Like, he's not a MVP. What do you want MVP in, like, 2016,
I think? Honestly, if you're asking me personally, I still think he can play up to that level. I don't think it's I think that the slowing down or the lack of production, I don't think it's his fault. I think the offense has been weird. I think that the injuries around him have sucked. They haven't had a running game since Devontae Freeman, and Devontae Freeman wasn't great. He was able to really take in that situation. You know, and as much as we talk about Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley being really good, and they are.
Oh yeah.
They don't really have. There's nothing really behind him. Who's the third receiver? Russell Gage.
Terrible. Oh yeah. No! Don't do Russell.
Like Russell Gage. Russell Gage is not good.
He's not good.
So well, I don't.
They got rid of Hoop too. Well, Hooper's been better on the Browns.
Yeah. You know, it's just
Gurley caught some passes last year. He was really good at catching the ball. He's not the runner.
They have not had a run game. They have not had an upper echelon run game since.
Oh yeah, Devontae and Tevin. Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were a good two man punch right there. I liked them.
Yeah. So I don't think it's all Matt Ryan's fault, but they're looking to move on. They suck. They're not even close. The Packers are close. The Falcons are not even close.
Are the Falcons not close though?
Hell no. You think that if the Packers drafted a wide receiver last year, let's say the Packers trade up and they get Justin Jefferson. And they got Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams. Don't you think that they may be a little bit better? Don't you think that might have been enough for them to crack in, for them to take over and win those playoff games?
I do.
That might have been enough, dude.
Yeah.
The Falcons, they can't do that. If they grab a shutdown cornerback, their linebackers still blow. They still have no pass. Who the best pass rusher last year was Dante Fowler, and he was hurt. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're bad
in a lot of places. Right. Their offensive line's still not great. No, they've drafted those. They drafted the real tough kid.
From Washington. From Washington, right?
Yes, that's right. McGarry.
Yeah, Caleb McGarry. Yeah.
They reached for Lindstrom. They reached a little bit for both of those guys because they were like, oh, well, they're consistent high floor guys, which was a great move at the time. And then both those guys have been dealing with injury.
Yeah. Because that's what Dan Quinn likes, those tough, hard-nosed.
And that's great. Yeah. That's perfectly fine. And that would have worked out great. And when they're fully healthy.
He's gone.
When they're both hurt, when the guys that are – oh, they have – they're not going to bust. Yeah, but they got hurt.
So both of those guys. Yeah.
I mean, when they're healthy, they're great. I wouldn't. I'm not. If I'm the Falcons, I'm not drafting an offensive tackle that early because I am hoping that those guys get healthy. I know that I suck at cornerback. I suck at linebacker. I'm looking at wide receiver. I'm looking at quarterback. I mean, shit. They need wide receivers more. There's no depth behind Ridley and Julio Jones. There's none.
I can't believe what you said about Russell Gage, man.
He's bad. He's bad. He's your typical. He's worse than Scotty Miller. He's that typical dude. There's two.
You know me, man. I'm always like these random.
They got two number ones, man.
What's the receiver I was on heavy this year? You're like, who the hell? It was the Ravens receiver.
Willie Snead, bro. Willie Snead.
I love these random slots.
Russell Gage is better than Willie Snead.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah, he's better than Willie Snead.
Yeah, he catches them all. I think Russell Gage is pretty fast too.
He is, yeah. LSU speed, man. They got speed everywhere. LSU.
Was Russell Gage at LSU?
Yeah, he was.
Bro.
He was a slot. He didn't start there, really. He did his last year, but yeah, you're right. I like Willie Snead though, man. I don't care what you say. We need Willie Snead on the podcast. Where's he at? Let's talk to him.
I take Scotty Miller over both of those guys.
Yeah, I take Scotty Miller over both of them too.
You know how much I don't like Scotty Miller.
I'll take Julian Edelman over all of them.
Hell, you know what? I probably take all of them over Julian Edelman. Maybe not Willie Snead.
I love Julian Edelman, man.
Some guys just they soak in that situation. Dude, we've talked for an hour and we talked about the Browns for a literal like what 20 minutes of it?
Probably. Yeah. We talked about what they needed and like Odell Beckham trade after in there, you know what I mean?
So that'll be the weekly poll. We need to get better at having a weekly poll. So that'll be the weekly poll. Would you trade OBJ for Scotty Miller in a third? And my bet is on no.
I wonder what people are gonna say. That'd be a good one.
They're gonna say, you dumbass, why even post this?
Yeah, they probably will say that to me. They've been getting on me lately, so whatever.
All right, we should probably shut down. I can't believe we didn't get any comments. We had a couple people log in, no comments. Weird. This is the Browns Wire podcast. Please give us a like, listen, and review. The more reviews you give us on iTunes, the thumbs up, thumb downs on YouTube, the more people in their little algorithm, the more opportunities we have for sponsorship. You can follow me on Twitter at JoshKeatley16. You can find my work at Browns Wire. I'm writing about 3 articles a week. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Donovan, what you got going on?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Don James Sports. The name remains the same. One day, well, soon, I'll get to my top 10 list of quarterbacks. I think we're gonna do right next week.
Rip them off right now.
What's up?
Do you have them in front of you?
Oh yeah, I have. Okay, I still have Mahomes at 1.
That's fair.
So I have Rodgers at 2.
That's fair.
With Deshaun at 3.
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
That's fair.
Josh Allen at 4.
That's fair.
High. Russell at 5. Kyler, hot take. Kyler at 6. It's not that hot, I guess, for you. You don't really like Kyler that much.
I didn't say, I like Kyler. Deshaun, you can make, well.
I have him at 6. I have Lamar at 7. Dak Prescott at 8. Baker at 9. And then Matthew Stafford at 10. And obviously, Stafford's in a new situation that could totally change because he's never been on a team this good. Playing for an O-line this good and a coach this good. So he could definitely move up.
You didn't have Drew Brees.
No, he's washed, bro.
He's washed. Okay. You didn't have Philip. Well, we're Philip Rivers retired. Your car.
Nope, I got car close, top 15.
No Big Ben.
Washed.
No Matt Ryan.
Not washed, but he's in the top. He's close. I got Cousins.
Cousins was in your top 10?
No, I don't know. He's in my top. He's in my honorable mention. Cousins and Carr.
Pass on Cousins. That shouldn't even. That wouldn't even fucking scratch.
Man,
the
I've been.
I don't think he'd be in my.
Did you see Kurt's stats this year?
I don't think he'd be in my top 15.
Kurt's stats are clean though. Like,
stats are. He's terrible. He's not terrible. I over exaggerate. I have the same feeling towards him as I do Tom Brady. His accomplishments and his stats go along a lot with his situation.
I didn't even put Tom Brady on this list because that's
40 years old.
He's the GOAT. He don't need to be on this list. This is he's too good for this list. This is just he's in a class by himself. So I didn't put him on this list because I know people are like, he's the best quarterback ever. I'd still take him right now over anybody.
I disagree.
But he's too good to be on the
list. He wouldn't even crack my top 10 quarterbacks of all time.
He's like when I make a list for baseball, like Mike Trout, you don't need to mention him. Like
I'd have different things. I'd have Fran Tarkenton. I'd have John Elway. I'd have Brian Griese. Bob Griese. I'd have Dan Marino. Bob Griese.
Over top that. Okay, Josh.
Maybe not Bob Griese. He'd be up there, though. Terry Bradshaw would be up there.
I don't know, man. These guys are better than Tom Brady. I'll say that.
I think I like Tom. Okay.
There's he a went lot to of a different team. Like, what else do you want him to do? Because that's what everybody said. Oh, it's because of Belichick. And now he went to Tampa Bay. He won.
Well, hold on. See, that's weird. I understand.
He was second in QBR in the NFL.
I understand that. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying that it's not like he went to the first of all, he went to a pretty good goddamn team. They won seven games the year prior, and the quarterback threw 20 interceptions. Then they drafted
30 interceptions.
And then they drafted the number one left tackle in the draft class. They got Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, all in free agency because of him. They did a lot for him.
Le'Veon was on Kansas City. You mean LeSean. Or Leonard.
Leonard, Jesus Christ, playoff Lenny. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. But I'm not saying Tom Brady's bad. I'm just saying, because I guess I thought your list was, these are the quarterbacks, because first of all your guys are younger. Where you just said a couple of these guys are washed, even though some of these guys are better than the guys you've listed, right? I mean,
I don't think Ben is better than any quarterback on the list or Drew Brees.
Right now.
No. Or who's the other one you mentioned? The other older – Phillip Rivers, no. Hell no. Definitely not him. He couldn't even throw a Hail Mary.
So I guess Prescott, my question is this
I
list
– Rodgers and Stafford, they're older.
Is this list a list of guys that you want to start – if you had to start a franchise and this is your ranking, is your list the best careers? Is your list the best attributes? Right?
It's just the best right now. Like, not best to start a franchise is a totally different list. Because then,
I don't know what you're looking for either. Because if you're talking
best play right now, like as of today, best play.
But there's a lot of, there's even a lot of variables within there, right? Because Patrick Mahomes is the type of he just goes out there and does his thing. Well, there's a lot of variables.
There is. I just, those are my top 10. I was maybe not start a franchise with, but like who I would play a season with. But if I one season, one game, yeah, I'm picking Tom Brady.
So let's pretend that you took over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Are you still taking Tom Brady over all of those dudes?
For this year or for my start, my friend?
If you let you got one year, you got to start Jacksonville, and you're with the Jacksonville Jaguars roster as is, no additions, no free agent signings, nothing. Are you still taking Tom Brady over all those guys?
Damn. Yeah.
Why?
He makes his teammates better, man.
Yeah, but your teammates suck. I would agree with you on Kyler Murray over Tom Brady with that roster.
Kyler Murray's playing with I've seen Tom Brady play with on offense pretty much the same, if not worse, team in Jacksonville on offense. And he took
that Jacksonville team is rough, dude. That Jacksonville team is rough.
I like their running back. I can't
think of his name. Right. The kid from Illinois State or whatever.
Small school kid, yeah.
Robinson. I gave him a fifth-round grade.
James Robinson.
I gave him a fifth-round grade. I think he's a very solid back, yeah.
He's a stud, man. I didn't know.
Okay, is he better than Ronald Jones or Leonard Fournette?
Right now? Yeah.
He probably better than Ronald Jones.
Playoff Lenny is really good. But
he's not better than Leonard Fournette. He might be better than Ronald Jones, but he's better than
Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones is I love.
You can
Ronald
make an Jones. Argument though. Ronald Jones had a couple games this year where he looked real good.
Who's he got on offense? Marquise. Who's that receiver for him? Marquise.
Who the Jags?
Who's their other receivers?
DJ Chark is their.
DJ Chark is their number one. Yeah, so it's DJ Chark and Russell Gage at LSU, by the way. But which I didn't think either of them would be good. But Chark has turned out really.
DJ Chark had some decent tape. LSU offense is whack.
Well, I mean, yeah, pre Joe Burrow, he ran
one round.
I was wrong about him, but I mean, I just no one knew like that DJ Chark would be that good, except Dane Bugler actually, because he had him high.
But, I had him. I didn't give him a first round grade or nothing. But when the Jaguars drafted him, I didn't scoff.
To answer your question, yeah, I would still pick Tom. I mean, Mahomes makes his team. I think Mahomes makes his teammates better too. And makes nothing out of something a lot. So I like him. I like Josh Allen a lot. I think Josh Allen, when it's all said and done, I have him 4 right now. But when it's all said and done, it's gonna be him and Mahomes' league.
It's hard because each quarterback, to be a truly successful quarterback, you do have to be in a successful system, right? So to call Tom Brady a system quarterback is not 100% fair because Patrick Mahomes is also a bit of a system quarterback. But that system is more flexible and more loose to his skill set, right? Just like Josh Allen. Yeah. Josh Allen didn't pick up overnight and become a star. No, Sean McDermott catered the system to him, and then gradually that system got – wider spectrum, and so to be a good quarterback, you have, you know what I mean. I feel like
you have to be,
you have to play within your system, and you got there. There's a lot of talented quarterbacks that don't make it in the NFL because the situation that they have is just too much to overcome. Shit, the Browns had 20 of them. Brady Quinn.
I just feel like some of these quarterbacks would be good in. Yeah, I can say that. I don't know. I just feel like some of these guys would be good in any system, like Mahomes, Josh Allen.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with
that. Stafford type quarterback. I know I had him like lower at 10 or whatever, but Russell Wilson, because I think Russell Wilson's
kind of Russell Wilson is that. He's the only example where it's like his system system blows, dude.
Yeah, he would be better without his system.
Yeah,
Kyler got put in obviously the ultimate perfect situation. They hired a head coach that had no business really getting hired as a head coach, but they hired him for Kyler because they knew, if Cliff can do one thing, it's coach a damn quarterback in a up-tempo offense. So he's in a dome.
I'm still going to give Kyler Murray some credit because there is a little bit of added pressure when your coach. I don't feel like he's calling. Doesn't feel like there's much of a rhythm to how that offense is called. Andy Reid, when you watch Andy Reid coach Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl is a bad example because Patrick Mahomes was on his own, the block. That was an example of him playing completely out of the system, right? Because he had to. But when everything is going right for Kansas City, Andy Reid puts him in pretty good spots, and you can see a rhythm in what he's doing. Cliff Kingsbury. Kyler Murray's got a lot of talent around him, but sometimes there doesn't really seem like there's a rhyme or reason how those plays are called.
A perfect situation, though, Josh, is like a Deshaun Watson. That's why I put him so high, because he had all that talent and was good, but then he lost all that last year on offense, and he was still a top five quarterback. You can make an argument. Yeah.
That's a great example.
He was MVP candidate without the wins. He had the same numbers as Mahomes and Josh.
He made it pop. Like, he kept the games. Yeah. He kept them himself.
I feel like Josh can do that. I feel like Mahomes could do that. I feel like Baker's on his way to be doing. Baker really impressed me this year because he had a lot of talent taken off the team.
The last couple games, Baker really, really.
The last 6 weeks of the season, he didn't turn the ball over. That was my main thing. Is Baker went through like 21 interceptions the year before, if I'm not mistaken.
23. Like that looked good. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
– He's focused and really took the offseason serious.
Agree with everything you've said, right? Mahomes, Josh Allen, because there are instances – even Baker Mayfield the last couple of games, there are instances where it's like, wow, this is not what they usually do, and they broke out of that. The only quarterbacks I disagree with is Tom Brady and Kirk Cousins. I think Tom Brady does make everybody else around him. I think Tom Brady does not make mistakes. Tom Brady, he does the right thing, and he puts the right people in the right position, and I think that he's a very intelligent player. But if your team sucks completely, that's only going to get you so far. Does that make sense? It's kind of, you know, I feel like the Mahomes has got enough ability. Mahomes can run around for 20 yards, scrambling for his life, throw it off of his back foot, and it land in Tyreek Hill's chest 50 yards away through the air. Brady can't do that. And you might get a couple wins from Mahomes doing that shit. You don't want to do that stuff, but if you have to, because your team sucks.
I still just staying with Kirk. I like Kirk, though, man.
Kirk Cousins is the same way. Kirk Cousins is the exact same way. He does really well.
You like his, Carr over – I got an argument on Twitter like last week about I like Kirk Cousins over Derek Carr. He's not as flashy as Carr with the arm strength, but I like what Kirk does.
That's why I like Derek Carr. Derek Carr can sling that bitch. And he always has.
But Kirk's IQ is better than me. He's going to make less mistakes.
That's 100% for IQ. That's the thing. If you're calculating IQ.
We like different things than, yeah, our quarterback.
If you're calculating IQ, then your list is going to look completely different than mine. Because in my list, I'm not evaluating that. I'm evaluating who can go out there, who can make every throw, who makes you cover every single blade of grass. Kirk Cousins makes way less mistakes than almost everybody on your list.
Like,
same as Tom Brady. He plays the game very similar to Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I even put Lamar high because I do like the flashiness of Lamar and the way he can do it. Lamar has – you can say what you want about Lamar, not you, just people. He can do stuff that you just – I mean, it's just amazing, man, to watch Lamar Jackson. And I know he needs to get – he could be a top three, top four quarterback, or the best quarterback if he's got to work on his throwing. But it's gonna take a while.
He had a really bad year, and his bad year was still really good. He's got no one to throw to. Marquise Brown is the only guy he's got to throw to, and he's my height. He does a lot. He makes a lot of plays, and part of the reason why he's so inaccurate is because he throws the ball off his back foot and shit constantly.
I was gonna say I probably need to change the foot. Justin Herbert. It's only 1 year.
Already got Justin Herbert top 10? Bro, that's balls.
No, not yet. But he's probably going to be there the next time I do this list, like next year. I'm not going to put him in there yet. Because, I mean, I just was like, damn, I forgot about somebody. And I was looking at my notes, and I was like, Herbert. I even like Jimmy G. He's not even close to being in the top 15 yet. But I like him.
See, I you know what? I would have Jimmy G. I think Jimmy G might crack my top 10. A fully healthy Jimmy G.
That smile gets you, doesn't it?
he's not bad. He gets shit on a lot because when he's terrible, he's bad.
Oh, Jimmy. Yeah.
But when his lows are really low, but his highs are pretty high. Yeah. Like, I think he just does a lot of things right.
I think that all the throws he missed in the Super Bowl, like, he missed so many. Like, I mean, it's like so many.
A lot of YOLO balls.
He really could have won that game if it was Kirk Cousins, he would have won it. Just saying. I've seen the rumors about Kirk Cousins going to 49ers. Go ahead and get him.
Yeah, go ahead and get him. They'll be so disappointed with that. I think Russell Wilson on that list, Russell Wilson has a hell of a lot of talent, but he throws a lot of those rainbow balls.
Yeah.
Like he does a lot of, he doesn't Russell Wilson's great. I don't want to bash him, but at all the quarterbacks you list, I could see some athletic limitations with him compared to, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. But a lot of it comes with the size and those rainbow balls. But he's a badass too. Who's the best backup in the NFL?
Best backup? I don't know, man. Nick Mullins. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Nick Mullins is good. I like Nick Mullins. You're right. Best backup. Probably Andy Dalton.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Probably Andy Dalton. Then Nick Foles. Jacoby Brissett's up.
Nick Foles. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Obviously, Nick Foles.
Jacoby Brissett's up there. Jameis Winston's up there. Mariota's up there. That's probably it, though.
Taysom Hill. Does that count as a backup?
God, Taysom Hill up there. I feel like he's, I guess.
Taylor Heineke.
Taylor Heineke now, yeah, no shit.
When I saw him signing that contract, I immediately thought of you. I was like, Josh probably loves it. Joe Flacco, I guess, too. Technically, right?
He's the definition of washed.
Yeah. Now, don't tell what's her name that. Damn, dude, I'm really drawing blank on names. My homegirl's on the show.
She's on this show?
Oh, your old show. Old show. She loves Joe Flacco. Damn, dude, I can't think of her name right now. But she's like, she has like the Joe Flacco stand. She said he's Hall of Famer.
That's a solid argument. I mean, people shit on Joe Flacco too, but.
You just shit on Joe Flacco.
Because he's not good now. He's not good now.
No, he's not good now.
I said the same thing about Teddy Bridgewater. I can love Teddy Bridgewater 10 years ago, but right now I can sit here and admit.
I like his backup. I like his backup. PJ Walker.
Philip Walker, baby.
Or Philip Walker, yeah.
PJ, Philip.
I like him. Jordan Love's not top backup.
Someday that first round pick will be a good backup.
Yeah. What's his name from New England?
Stidham?
Yeah, Jared Stidham.
My God, no.
I'm joking.
They're going to be an interesting team to watch.
My boy Garrett Gilbert, man. Shout out Gigi. He's good.
Where's he at? He's in Dallas, too.
Dallas, right? Yeah. He's the Andy Dalton's backup. Yeah. Best third string.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. All right, we should probably shut this off. Do you have anything else you want to add?
That's it, man. I appreciate you letting me come on the show every week. Fun show, love it. Thanks, Josh. Happy Valentine's Day. Next holiday is St. Patty's, I think. So
my girlfriend loved the romantic message I sent you on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, mine too. We gotta have
a Zoom double date.
Yeah, dude. You don't have an iPhone, so you can't FaceTime.
I know, yeah.
Does Dean have an iPhone?
Of course she does.
Okay, cool.
She's from Bougie. She was reading it. She thought it was about her at first.
That's so funny.
Yeah. All right, this is the Brownswire Podcast, and we are out.
Bilang mga magulang, ginawa natin ang lahat na ating makakaya para mapanatiling ligtas ang ating mga anak. Patuloy nating panatiling ligtas sila sa pamamagitan ng pagbabakuna sa ating mga anak upang maprotektahan sila laban sa COVID-19. Ang mga bakuna ay napatunayang ligtas at epektibo para sa mga batang 5 at pataas. Pakipag-usap sa doktor ng iyong anak o bisitahin ang myturn.ca.gov upang makahanap ng bakuna na malapit sa iyo. Hatid sa iyo ng California Department of Public Health.